On the line from his training camp in California, I believe, is, of course, the Filipino wrecking machine, Mr. Mark Munoz. Double M, how are you, man?
What's up, Pedro?
How's life treating you?
Life is well, man. Life's treating me good.
Where you at? Where you at these days? Where are you training?
I'm at my gym. It's in Lake Forest. It's called Rain Training Center.
Okay. Is this a clue? Where is this at?
It's in Lake Forest, Orange County.
Okay, so is this like in seclusion? Are you up in the mountains somewhere or something, or what?
Nah, I don't need to be in the mountains, man. I got a lot of good training partners, man. Chael Sonnen has been training with me. Michael Bisping's been training with me. Brendan Schaub, Jake Ellenberger, Tom Watson, Pat Cummings. Those are all UFC fighters. I got some Bellator fighters in there as well. I got some up-and-comers, so I got a lot of tough guys in the gym, so I don't need to go anywhere.
Okay. Did you watch Bellator last night?
Actually, no, I didn't. I couldn't get to. I'm actually in Palmdale with my daughter because she has a National Cup soccer.
Right on. Well, wish her the very best of luck. Are they playing today?
Yeah, they played today. They lost to the national champs 2-1, so...
Coming in second is really a bummer, I know, because I came in second that first time in the Golden Gloves, and all I wanted to do was win a championship after that, and I think that sort of inspired me to train harder the next time. So if she could take a lesson, if she can learn from this. You know, we all have setbacks. You know that.
Oh, you're right.
You know, even in girls' soccer. Now, has anything been surprising to you in the UFC of late? We've had Travis Brown lose to Fabrice Werdum, a shutout, 5 rounds across the board. A lot of people thought that Brown was going to win that fight. What do you think? What happened?
You know what? Fabricio, he's just an all-around great fighter, man. I've trained with Fabricio. I know what he's capable of, and it just showed that his striking, that he's been working on his striking quite a bit. And I don't think Brown was used to that, you know, and I think that Werdum just went out there and executed his game, man. That's what he does. And for Brown, that's, you know, I think he underestimated his striking.
I think he might have blown things a little bit because, you know, his performance was sort of lacking to a lot of people. And, you know, he was a 2013 Breakout Fighter of the Year in the heavyweight division. So people were expecting big things out of him.
Yeah, I know. Well, Travis Brown, man, he's a great fighter and definitely capable of being there in the top 5. But you know what? Hey, man, being inside the octagon sometimes, that's what happens. You know, I mean, you got to go back and see what you've done wrong and just make it better, you know?
Okay. May 31st, you're going over to Berlin, Germany. Man, you ever been to Germany?
Oh, my God.
Actually, I went to Germany one time. Yeah, I went there to promote the fight. That was the first time I was there.
Okay.
That was about a month ago.
O2 World, you're taking on Gegard Mousasi, UFC Fight Night on Fox Sports 1 back here in the United States. Tell me about Mousasi. What does he bring to the dance? He's experienced, seasoned.
Yeah, Mousasi, man. Mousasi's great. He's he's definitely seasoned. He's got about 35 fights. He's just an awesome striker. He fought in K-1. So he was a K-1 kickboxer. His jiu-jitsu is good. He's fought a lot of the better guys in mixed martial arts. He just got into the UFC and is 1-1. He's definitely a great fighter, man.
Okay. Mark Munoz is our guest, folks. Of course, he is the Filipino wrecking machine, and we'll talk about some of the charitable events he's been behind regarding the Philippine storm victims. No, we haven't forgot them, but he goes May 31st. Against Mousasi, Gegard Mousasi, and that is in Berlin, Germany. The website for Mark Munoz is Mark Munoz MMA. That's Mark Munoz, MUNOZ, MMA.com. This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by Alchemy Water. There is a difference in the water you drink. Check them out on their website, Alchemy Water, ALKAMEWater.com. Mark, is anything, when big country beat up, I mean, big countries. A guy that's sort of been an overachiever in my mind. I'm talking about Roy Big Country Nelson. But he was a winner of late, too. I mean, he beat Nogueira, Big Nog. People didn't think he was going to win that fight. I mean, is the UFC just the heavyweight division? Is it so unpredictable that Cain Velasquez could conceivably lose as good as he is?
The thing is that the heavyweight division, it's there's a lot of good fighters in that division. In every weight class there is, and at the heavyweight division, Big Country Nelson, I mean, you cannot discredit him, man. I mean, he's come back from utter just defeat and just, you know, knocked people out. So, you know, his heart is unbelievable. So, you know, along with Nogueira, you know, he's been in a lot of wars, man. He's been in a lot of wars. So, you know, I've actually trained with Nogueira as well, and he's just a hard worker, and his fight is just, you know, he just wants to stay in there. His heart is unbelievable. So, I mean, like we talked about Verdum, we talked about Travis Brown. I mean, there's Cain, Junior Dos Santos. I mean, that weight class is huge. It's vast, very vast.
I'm going to scratch Junior Dos Santos from that upper echelon picture. After the beatings he took from Cain Velasquez in those last two fights, I don't think those are beatings you can come back from being a former fighter. I'm sure that last one was horrific, wasn't it?
Oh, man. You know, it just shows the heart that he has, though, man.
Yeah.
He was getting hit, but coming back, I mean, he looked like Elephant Man after that fight. Yeah. But that doesn't, like I said, you can't discredit his heart, too, man.
Okay. UFC 173 coming up next. Renan Barreiro, TJ Dillashaw. You just mentioned TJ Dillashaw, May 24th at the MGM Grand. Barreiro's a great fighter, but is Barreiro eventually lose like everybody? I mean, what's happening with this? Is this the fight Barreiro loses?
You know, Barreiro, he trains over with, you know, Jose Aldo.
Mm-hmm.
Novignon, that camp over in Brazil is just unbelievable. They got killers in that gym that you never heard about, you know, and so, you know, to come from a gym like that, I mean, they're sharpening each other every day, you know. So him and Barreiro, man, he's a great fighter. At the same time, I know who TJ Dillashaw is. I coached him in high school. Actually, part of me in high school at the wrestling camps, but I coached him in college as well. I'm actually I was instrumental in having him fight. So I'm pulling for TJ, but Hennin, he's an unbelievable fighter. If TJ can get him on the ground and you know, make it into a wrestling fight, he can definitely win. But you know, Hennin, I'm telling you, Hennin is he's a real deal, man.
Okay. Did John Jones's win over Glover Teixeira, the fact that he was so dominant, I mean, he really shined in that fight. I thought Teixeira was going to give him a good fight. All Teixeira did was take a good whooping.
Yeah, and a lot of people talked about Teixeira having the power and having the dominant stand-up, but it just goes to show what John Jones can offer. I mean, not only did he control the fight, but he took the fight where Glover wanted to take it, which was close range. And John Jones just basically showed what a champion he is. I mean, he fought close range. He fought, I mean, he was landing elbows that shouldn't have landed. I mean, you know, it was crazy, man. So, I think John Jones is going to be a champ for a long time.
Okay, so talk to me about the storm relief. You were doing some stuff at Treasure Island last time we talked. How did that work out?
Oh, it was great, man. We did Treasure Island. We also did a viewing party over at UFC Gym. We're going to continue our efforts after my fight. So we raised $8,000 for it. But one thing we're doing right now is we're looking for a partner to partner with, to be able to give the funds where it really needs to go. You know, I mean, we want to find a viable partner to be able to know and trust that the funds are going to go to the victims.
Good enough. Mark Munoz, I guess I got a question for you. How long did it take for you to attain a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
I'm still not a black belt, but I've choked out black belts. So, you know, for me, I'm a black belt and I'm going to kick your tail. But...
Okay, so Gegard Mousasi, talk to me about him. How do you see this fight? It's May 31st. You're in Berlin. When are you going over for the first? When are you going over?
I leave on Monday, so okay. I should get there on Tuesday.
All right, so you should have like a you should have some plenty of time over there to get acclimated.
Yep. I'll have a lot of time to get acclimated.
Okay, so break the fight down for me.
Yeah, so this fight you're going to see a lot of everywhere. Obviously, my game plan is to close the gap, take him down, and land some Donkey Kong punches, like I always say. But at the same time, he wants to keep the distance. He wants to land his jab, keep the distance, land his kicks, and avoid the ground as much as possible. So, you know, I see this fight going everywhere, you know, from the feet to the cage to the ground. I see a lot of scrambling. It's going to be a great fight. I do not like to have boring, lackluster performances. So you're just going to see a great fight.
So any training camp with Chael Sonnen in it is not boring, is it?
It's not. It's never boring. Neither is Michael Bisping.
Yeah, the count.
So, but you know they haven't been in the gym at the same time.
Okay.
So.
Last question for you. Nevada has outlawed this testosterone replacement therapy and said it's illegal now. How do you feel about that? I'm sort of right on with that.
I'm right on with that too, man. I totally agree that people should not be taking TRT or testosterone or anything like that. I mean, that's definitely a disadvantage for other people that don't do it. You know, for me, you know, I tested my blood and my testosterone. It's very low, but I will never go do TRT or testosterone or none of that stuff because I know there's natural ways to be able to get your testosterone high. And, you know, I'm not that guy to do that.
Okay. So. Hey, when you talk about testosterone, look at Ronda Rousey. She has none. I mean, yikes.
Yeah. I know it.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, man, I mean, you know, there's some people that did it. And, you know, I don't want to be like, hey, you know, that's wrong. That's totally wrong. But at the same time, there's guys that abuse it, you know, along with, you know, growth hormone. They abuse that too. So, I mean, you know, a lot of people are trying to get the edge on their opponents. And, you know, there's no shortcuts for just hard work, you know. So you just got to work hard. Work hard and train smart.
Gegard Mousasi across the octagon, May 31st, Fox Sports 1 from the O2 Arena in Berlin, Germany. Mark Munoz, we wish you the best of luck, my brother. God bless you, and come back and talk to me.
Thank you, Pedro. I appreciate it.
All the best. MarkMunozMMA.com. That's his website, folks, MarkMunozMMA.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.